The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist," others, "Elijah," still others, "One of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly, be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus Christ. It's a powerful exchange that Jesus has with his apostles. Not only his apostles, but also the crowds realized that Jesus was a prophet, was a person through whom a mighty act of God would come about. Prophet speaks the word of God, and in so doing points to a time of fulfillment of God's promise, when heaven and earth would be united again, and when a reign of truth and justice and peace and righteousness would one day be installed in our midst. But Jesus is not just someone who points to the coming of God's kingdom. Jesus has authority, power, and insight, and the fulfillment of those scriptures that indicate he's much more. The apostles, just spending time with Jesus, may have hazarded a guess that he was something more than the crowds thought he was. But that isn't where the passage turns. The disciples, the apostles, because they've been sent out to do what Jesus is doing, have come to find that their identity depends on his. The only answer they have to Jesus' question of "Who do you say that I am?" is that you are the Christ, the anointed Messiah of God. Because not only in Jesus are the mighty works of God coming to birth in the world, but also in them and through them. My friends, who do we say that Jesus is? Who do we say that Jesus is? How do we answer this question? Have our lives become one with Jesus to such an extent that we can say with the apostles, "You are the Christ, God's anointed Messiah, my Savior, the one who renews my heart and through me renews the world"? Does our identity depend on his? So we answer this question at the end, not just with a word, but with an act of faith. It's Peter who speaks up on the part of this ragtag crew to say that Jesus is the Messiah. And it's Peter who'll go to his death, witnessing to the love of God made manifest in Christ Jesus. My friends, just as we see Jesus in his life turning the world upside down, well, that's the world's perspective, turning the world right side up, so too we are charged with the same. And today we come before our Lord. We entrust our hearts and our lives to him. We ask that he works again mighty deeds in our own hearts, that through us he might redeem the world.